You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network, although that's the sound of 1A. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent, and we're going to be exploring the future of medicine through the radically changing world of medical residencies. And we'll hear about the new challenges and opportunities facing Wisconsin's future doctors. But first, in case you haven't heard it yet, starting today, 1A is moving next door to us here on The Morning Show. This national talk show is live from 9 to 11. Welcome. And if you're looking for On Point, you'll still find it on the Ideas Network weekdays now at 1. Details of our changes this fall are online at wpr.org/fall2020. Now, 1A covers politics, technology, culture, sports, and beyond, and it takes calls and comments from people who follow the program. I'd expect many of the voices you hear calling in the morning. You'll also hear with Jen White, who became the host of 1A in July. She started in public radio in Michigan, most recently in Chicago, where I understood she had a desk across from one of our producers. Excited to have her as one of our neighbors. Here's Jen White with a WPR host, Keely Baltina.
1A tackles questions facing our country every day, but we just have so many of them. News happens so quickly. How do you figure out what's most important on any given day?
Well, fortunately, I don't work alone. We have a great production team, and we have editorial meetings every single day to try to suss out exactly that question. And sometimes it's really about the conversation that's happening in the moment, the question people are having over their dinner tables. And sometimes it's about the conversation that's going to be happening in 2 or 3 days, the one we're trying to get ahead of. So it really depends on that team discussion and us coming together and saying, okay, this is the public conversation that's happening right now. Let's see if we can move it a step or two forward.
Well, part of that conversation is the listener. I mean, 1A invites people to call in, to tweet. What do you think people in Wisconsin can offer these conversations that are inherently based for a national audience?
Oh, gosh. I'm a Midwesterner. I grew up in Detroit. And the thing that has always been a challenge to me is the fact that so much of the news is based on the East or West Coast. And one of the things that was exciting to me about taking on this role was bringing a Midwesterner's experience to the show. And so what I'm really hoping to hear from Wisconsin listeners is that perspective. You know, what is life like when you're not on one of the coasts? How are you thinking about politics in your community? How are you thinking about investment and what it means to invest in a community? That's a perspective that's too often missing in these national conversations. And so I'm excited to have Wisconsin added to our lineup.
And you think that when we call in, when we tweet, that our perspective is taken seriously?
It's taken seriously by 1A. Here's the thing that's really interesting about this show. We get such a range of feedback from people who are tuning in, and we hear from people all over the country. And what I appreciate about that is how it enriches the conversation. It makes it really difficult to talk about these issues, the many issues we're facing as a nation, in a binary, as it's either, you know, X or Y, because you have this mix of experiences in the conversation as people are tweeting us or sending us email messages. And it's just built into the conversation as it's happening in real time. I don't think 1A would be as strong of a show if we didn't have that element. So we take listener feedback very seriously. We ask you to call into the show, to tweet us, so that we can build your perspective into the show as it's happening.
Jen White is host of 1A. The national live call-in talk show now airs from 9 to 11 in the morning on the Ideas Network. Jen, 1A stands for First Amendment, and the rights the First Amendment lays out come up often on the show, even on your first day hosting. And you posed questions about freedom of speech on that day. And I wonder, does all speech have a place in the conversations you have on 1A?
So that's a really interesting question. So to be clear, I am not curating the comments that are coming in because I'm hosting a show. But our producers do a really good job of going through the comments and trying to capture opinions that aren't being represented on the show. Now, we do not allow hate speech on 1A. That's not something that we allow on the show. So you're not going to hear slurs or people using offensive language. But If it's a different perspective, if it's a perspective that challenges the perspective of our guest or guests, we do include that because it again makes a conversation richer when someone who's, you know, calling in or writing in from Wisconsin can say to a guest, "Hey, I heard you say this, but I disagree for these reasons." And then the guest has a chance to respond to that. And that's a conversation then that can happen in a way that's more difficult if we don't have differing perspectives on the show. So, you know, like any public radio show that I've appreciated, we do try to keep the conversation civil. It doesn't mean that it's not contentious, but we do believe in civility.
You are a radio host, a podcast host, a moderator, a public speaker. You've interviewed people like President Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey. You're a skilled journalist. You're a woman. You're Black. What do you want people to realize about your experience when they hear you hosting 1A?
I want them to realize that I contain multitudes, just like so many other people who are hosting radio shows. We're complex. I'm a complex person. I'm all of the things you listed. I'm also a science fiction fantasy nerd. I'm also a person who cares deeply about my family. I'm also a person who loves dogs and has, you know, two fur balls at home right now. And I'm a person who values empathy. And I think a lot of how I approach this work and trying to approach it with empathy comes from my experience of being a woman in this business, of being a Black woman in this business, of being the child of parents who were born under Jim Crow, you know, growing up with parents who I know didn't have a place where they could freely express their opinions and didn't always feel free to speak up because there were consequences. I bring all of that to this work. I hope that's what people can understand about me.
What have you already learned in hosting this show?
I've already learned that while there is great diversity of thought, I do believe people are looking for a place where they feel heard and where they can engage in a good faith conversation, even if that conversation doesn't lead to agreement. I wasn't sure that was the case when I took this job. But the engagement I've seen from listeners so far has actually been somewhat encouraging in that it really has felt up until this point like people want to have the conversation. They at least want to have the conversation. And I think if you spend any amount of time on social media, you come away from it with a very different perspective. But I've been greatly encouraged by the way people who listen to this show engage with us.
We're excited to hear more. Jen, thank you for your time.
Keely, my pleasure.
That was 1A's Jen White talking with WPR host Keely Baltina. And we're making the switch starting today. From now on, you'll hear 1A live from 9 to 11 here in the mornings, following us right here on the Ideas Network. For a list of all the program changes here at WPR, visit wpr.org/fall2020. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.